friends, welcome back. My name is Octavia, and this is my astrology podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I am excited to drop in with you all today. I'm going to talk about the full moon in Virgo that's coming up at the end of this week, and a little bit about the influences that we'll be feeling leading up to it. And obviously, we've had a lot of big events happen locally, globally, and it's been a very big time in terms of a lot of events that are drawing our attention up and out in a way. And I'm excited to speak more about how this full moon in Virgo, I think, is actually going to be a very healing influence for us on a personal level. And it's going to allow us to kind of come back to ourselves and come back in and zoom back in after we've been very zoomed out lately in regard to what's been happening externally in our world. So I'm going to be talking about the Virgo-Pisces axis and how that can sort of show up as having a dream and then, or a vision, a larger sort of all-encompassing point of view that Virgo then asks, okay, but how is that going to be made real in the world and, you know, facts and figures and logistics? It's a helpful polarity, I think, to explore and to align ourselves with influentially. Because we had such a huge start to the month of March with such a massive ending / beginning with the new moon in Pisces, then Sun conjoining Jupiter in Pisces, Mars and Venus coming together again in Aquarius. So there was a lot of activity in the very beginning of this month, and we've been given a couple of weeks now to integrate what the implications of those events have been. And, you know, with so many big geopolitical events occurring at once, it's becoming increasingly difficult to separate those from our reality. We are experiencing how these geopolitical events and their implications are actually encroaching upon our daily life. And this is, you know, Pisces is this boundlessness. It is this quality of expansive and undifferentiated growth, in a sense. It can be overwhelming and it can be overflowing, and all of these sort of influences related to water. Water being a very powerful element in terms of what it can create and destroy. It can generate energy, it can generate life force and sustain life, but it can also destroy it just as easily. And I wanted to actually bring in the infographic here. For you guys listening on the podcast, you can find this on my, if you want to reference it later, on my Instagram and as well on my Patreon page. So this is an infographic of the four quadrants. So it's titled Astrological House Divisions, but the main thing I wanted to highlight here, and this was on a website that's actually not up anymore, the Tiny Totem. It's unfortunate because I would love to credit these guys with this infographic because it's fantastic. But it's an old blog post, and at any rate, so you can see here we have the first quadrant, Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, is about the awareness of self, right? And then the next three, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, this is about integration of self with environment. And then in the third quadrant, Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius, this is awareness of others. And then in the final fourth quadrant, which is the one I want to talk about more, is integration of self with society. And this consists of Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. Now, this is the predominant influence that's happening in the sky right now with so many planets in Pisces and Aquarius. And as I was saying, once we have this shift into Aries on March 21st, we'll have the Sun move into Aries, and then on the 27th, we'll have Mercury moving into Aries, Mercury being about what we say and how we think. And then there will be a new moon in Aries on April 1st here in awareness of self, quadrant, first quadrant. So it works kind of like a clock. It's like, you know, whatever happens here, whatever awareness of self is gleaned is brought into the integration of self with environment. And then whatever transpires here brings a greater awareness of others, which is then brought into here, which is integrated with ourselves, with society. So the lessons and the transformations and changes happening now in the fourth quadrant here, that we've had a lot of stuff in Capricorn as of recent months. And now everyone's moved on to Aquarius and Pisces. And we had the new moon here in Pisces at the beginning of March. And so from there, we will have everything will start filing into Aries, right? But this new awareness of self that will come from this first house is going to be a different kind of self, a different version of self. And this is for all of us on an individual level, on a global level. But right now we're having to integrate in a way our former selves, who we were when we started this journey here, and now we're at the end of it here. We're having to reconcile ourselves and societies as well as we were before this. And when we step into Aries season here, it will be based on who we are now, based on that experience that we've had, the experiences that have led up to this. So we'll be stepping into a new version of understanding ourselves. The moon in Virgo, as it is traveling on its way to oppose the sun for the full moon on Friday, it's going to come into a couple of oppositions, three oppositions actually, with Mercury, then Jupiter, and then Neptune. And again, Mercury's in Pisces, where it doesn't function all that well. Mercury in Pisces is like Mercury's kind of drunk, really. It's like, it's kind of like when you hear live music or a live recording of a song and you hear someone singing, but you can't really make out what they're saying, like what the lyrics are. You know, that's very kind of Mercury in Pisces. And there's a quality to these transits that are going to happen this week on the way to the full moon that I think are actually going to make this, the end of this week, Wednesday through Friday, will feel like the full moon is already here. And I think, it's kind of like, so the moon also is going to be in Mercury's house. Mercury rules Virgo. Mercury in Pisces is in a sextile to Uranus. You know, for me, sometimes stuff like this can show up as, because I have a stellium in Sagittarius, but I have my ascendant in Aquarius, and I have personal planets there as well. And sometimes, you know, my Sag and Pisces are similar in that they're both mutable signs and they're very open and kind of adaptable. But my ascendant, right, in Aquarius, so my rising sign, how I move through change and how I deal with new things is, it's Aquarius, which is quite forward thinking, but it is also just fixed air. So my Aquarian side isn't always the most receptive to new things, kind of paradoxically, but it's interesting in observing this in myself, because I've begun to notice that when I have a very adverse reaction, not reaction, but a very, when I don't like something, at first, I actually take that as an indication that I will probably love it later. And this isn't for everything, of course, but it's because I know this about myself. It's like my ascendant, that, you know, because our rising sign is a very unconscious part of us. It's a part of us that we don't really regulate consciously, and we don't potentially don't have as much awareness on, because it doesn't come from our conscious selves. And so anyway, when that comes up and something, it really puts me off, I'm like, oh, I'll probably be really into this later, because, you know, my Sag stuff comes in and is like, okay, wait, what's this all about actually? And then I kind of end up liking stuff. So you may actually get lost or stumble on something or drop a book, or, you know, something doesn't work out, but then something is revealed in that moment, in that process, that's like, hang on, like, but what about, you know? And that's what Virgo is about. It's about slowing down and just noticing the details, and noticing Virgo also being the third mutable sign. So Sag, Pisces, and Virgo are all the mutable ones that like to adapt and look around and say, like, okay, how can we work with what we've got here? So that's what's coming for this full moon and this week leading up to it. And I think that, again, with such big things happening out in the world, and with such a loud and imposing and inaccurate media landscape, I think that it's a great time to zoom back in to, and, you know, this is a practice, I think, that is worth having some inquiry around as well on a personal level, and just asking yourself how you do that, like what allows you to expand and go out into your community and into your wider field, into your grid. You know, my grid is, I have a very different grid to other folks' grids. Like I get in conversations about my grid and their grid, and there are places my grid doesn't quite reach or go, that I know I've worked with people, and I have friends whose grids actually can extend in places that mine can't, and vice versa. So I think just having some inquiry around where you can go, where you know you can go in your grid and reach and expand into, and then what your process is to come back in to you. And I think that the Virgo full moon is such a great lens for having those sorts of inquiries and getting re-familiarized with those processes. Because again, going back to the infographic here, I mean, we've widened out to the very far reaches. I mean, if we look at Aries here in the first house, this is the most zoomed in on ourselves that we can get. And we go from here to, you know, awareness of self. And this is like our resources, our value, our money, what we have. And this is like how we connect with what's around us. How Cancer is about how we can protect and nurture what we have. Leo is about how we can love and expand and show up for what we are most passionate about. And Virgo is about, you know, scaling all that back and bringing it in and sorting and refining it. So, you know, and so we keep moving outward. Libra, of course, deals with more of the outer realms of objectivity and what we have to deal with in life. Scorpio is about relating and about emotional security. Sag is about traveling, going on, expanding our view of things and widening it. And then, you know, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, this is where we integrate all of that with society. So we zoom all the way out. Capricorn is the domestic, Aquarius is the global, and Pisces is the universal. So in Pisces, we are the furthest out, the furthest zoomed out, because we are looking at the comprehensive whole of all that there is. And then when we step into Aries, we come back, we zoom back in. And in a way, this full moon in Virgo, here in the moon here and the sun here, because the full moon is always 180 degrees away from the sun, we are giving this little gift from Virgo here as we are on the cusp of Pisces season going into Aries season, where Virgo says, hang on, let's zoom back in and just collect ourselves and get a little more organized before we step forward into who we are now. And before we zoom all the way back in, let's just sort of collect and sift through where we are as individuals, ourselves here in our environment, where we actually land amidst all of this larger societal stuff that's been happening and around us, that we can hone back in on our own, the way that it has impacted us on a personal level. We've also got Venus. She is trapped between the two malefic planets right now, and she's going to stay there for trapped for a bit. So it may not feel that easy to find connection with others right now. She's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. So Venus will be moving into Pisces soon, next month. So, and she will be unencumbered for the first time in like 4 months. So Venus hasn't really been having all that great of a time since she's been in Capricorn and was retrograde there and having to, you know, hang out in the underworld with Pluto and doing all this serious business that, you know, Venus just doesn't really care about that much. I mean, she's, you know, she'll do it, but she's had a difficult last few months. And so the way that translates is that obviously the way that we are connecting with things is changing very drastically over these last few months. We're going to have Venus actually squaring Uranus after the full moon on the weekend of the 19th. And I think that this is going to have some resonance on the geopolitical level in terms of our resources, gas prices, and so on. I think are really going to, you know, because Venus is also about agreements and treaties, marriages, contracts, things like this. And I think that there's going to be some agreements that are going to get upended and have to be renegotiated, and that can be on the societal level or the personal. And then, of course, a couple of days later, as I said, the sun will be moving into Aries, the moon will conjoin Jupiter, and the moon will move into Scorpio, and Mercury will conjoin Jupiter all on the same day. And that is going to be a very different shift. We're going to feel very differently on that day. Particularly getting out of all this water and moving into fire is going to, of course, in the equinox happening as well on that weekend. So that's going to be a pivotal moment for us in terms of jumping off point so that we can move into the next chapter. That's going to do it for this week. Thanks so much for listening, if you're still listening. And also, I wanted to say a big thanks to everyone who had reached out, contributed, and donated here to the flood crisis in northern New South Wales. We very much appreciate all of those efforts that were made. And if you are enjoying this podcast and these transmissions, and you feel called to do so, please give me a rating. And it really just helps me out. It helps me to expand and get more listeners like you who may enjoy these episodes. And so enjoy the full moon. Have a beautiful weekend and equinox. And until next time, stay safe, well, and wise.